Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom Hallett from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Back again with a slightly more usual podcast rather than the sort of ad hoc ones I've done recently, all related to the coronavirus situation, which is still unfortunately gripping the world in May 2020. In today's podcast, I'll be taking a look at multi-generational workforces. We'll be exploring what we mean by the term multi-generational and looking at who these individuals are, what makes them tick, and ultimately how we can help them to perform to the best of their ability. Now, I'm going to go into the detail in a minute, as usual. But first off, if you are new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast, thank you so much for joining us. Maybe you have a little bit of extra time on your hands, so you're investing in your learning and your development by joining us again in these unprecedented times. So if you are, welcome to the podcast. Now, if you've listened to it and my voice isn't quite clear enough, or you miss something and you don't want to scroll back, then there is always a transcript of these podcasts on our website at xlcommunications.com. And it's also in the blurb of wherever you get your podcasts. We've also got loads of other content on our website to do with leadership. We have a catalogue of webinars that we've run. We have white papers. We've recently put some new white papers on, actually, with the aim of helping support businesses get through the economic downturn that's going to come off the back of, again, what's going on with coronavirus. There's some fascinating reads that could really help you in your leadership with your teams, but also in how you're going to lead your business and adjust your strategies to get through what is going to be a roller coaster ride over the next months and probably years. So do go over to the website, check those out, and of course you can always write to us at XL, write to me, or find us through LinkedIn, Facebook, all that good stuff. So without further ado, I'd like to use today's podcast to talk about the increasingly popular topic of our multi-generational workforces. It's something we talk to clients about a lot, more recently when the younger age groups are coming through in particular. But also, we live in a really disruptive age. Technology, globalization, demographics, they're all working to overturn traditional ways of working. And additionally, the changing behaviors of customers are transforming the business landscape. And equally, you know, again, we're sitting here in an unparalleled time where a global pandemic is affecting, I would suggest, every single person that's listening to this. So there's all sorts of things fighting to change the way that we have traditionally, in inverted commas, worked. So for leaders, embracing these changes and engaging a thriving, age-diverse workforce can really enhance the potential of individuals. It can enable companies to remain agile through whatever gets down at them. It will keep them relevant and competitive in shifting market dynamics and moving global economies. For the first time right now, we have a workforce made up to five generations, from baby boomers, which many people have heard about, right through to Generation Z or Generation Z, depending on what side of the ocean we're sitting on. Leaders are managing age groups who have very different motivators. They have different ideas, different drivers, and these multi-generational teams are becoming more and more prevalent in the workplace. So what do we mean by multi-generational? Well, I don't want to overly stereotype, albeit a multi-generational team, which is clearly not that easy for me to say, can be divided up into age-specific groups. Now, I say I'm avoiding stereotypes, but we are generalizing slightly here. So be very careful just to keep in the back of your brain that although I'm going to talk about general groups, there are always exceptions to the rule. So not every baby boomer that you work with or manage will enjoy a traditional hierarchy, and not all millennials will want to work from home. You may be the polar opposite. This is a generalization, but a useful generalization that works a lot of the time. So, as I said, these descriptions I'm going to give you, they're just guidelines of characteristics and not an in-depth psychological portrait of your team members. We're not going that deep today. So what are they, the different generations? Now, the older members, or as I like to refer, you know, the more mature, more wise members of your team, are likely to be referred to as the baby boomers. Now, these were born in the mid-1940s to 60s, when workplaces were very different to those of today. Baby boomers are because it was after the sort of Second World War, and people started to return to, again, what a more traditional, more normal way of life was, and wanted to start families. So baby boomers, the environments they grew up in, they were more structured and hierarchical in general. Boomers grew up in a time that saw overcrowded schools and intense competition for first jobs. And this generation is often seen as, you know, relishing and always wanting to give hard work. They are often loyal to the company they work for because they've grown up in an environment where people do have jobs for life. And their vast experience in the workplace can make them a real asset to your team. However, they can also appear critical of younger generations who they see as having a lack of work ethic and commitment. Now, we're going to go on to explore that this is not the case. It's just their work ethic and the ways they commit, the way they work are different, which can be perceived as being a lack of work ethic or commitment. Now, the next generation is Generation X. Now, these followed the baby boomers, and they tend to have a slightly more relaxed approach to work. They are the start of the generations who've grown up with technology, the internet, mobile phones, and innovative technology solutions and platforms that have made workplaces more faster paced, more effective. They tend towards being quite autonomous, working independently, but they're also hugely resourceful. You know, they don't tend to ask questions because they know that Google is their easy place to start for any questions that they have, which baby boomers didn't have at their disposal. So in the workplace, they tend to be or appear very independent, not as impressed with authorities, and they prefer a much more hands-off management style. You know, they'll put trust in people and let them do stuff when they're in management positions. This is, you know, I say I generalize, but you know, as someone who sits in Generation X, I can relate to all these things. I very much have a hands-off management style, and I've never been overly bothered by hierarchies and what people's job titles were. And yes, I do like to be quite independent in how I work. So the next generation is probably the most well-known of all the generations, and it has two names. It's Generation Y, or probably more commonly, the Millennials. And these have been accused of being a little bit narcissistic and lazy, but they have an awful lot of admirable characteristics. They are creative, they are agile and committed to ideas that inspire and ignite their enthusiasm. This generation is going to be critical as we move through the next decade. You know, Ernst & Young and Accenture have both reported that millennials already make up over two-thirds of their entire employee base. And by 2025, which is only a few years away, they're expected to make up 75% of the global workforce. So whatever business you're sitting in, you're going to have big groups of millennials in your workplace. And this can be a huge asset to you. The next group, Generation Z, the youngest and most technologically advanced group. They're now just entering the workplace. So these are people, you know, sort of 18 and below, and they're just starting in that world of work. Raised with the internet at their fingertips, social media has been part of the majority of their lives, and they're considered to be the most sort of ethnically diverse group and embrace diversity inclusion. I mean, I would go so far as to say they don't just embrace it. You know, diversity inclusion, it tends to be one of their core values in how they go forward. Now, dubbed millennials on steroids is another way that I've heard them referred to, as they hold many of the same values as the generation before them. You know, they are likely to value work-life balance, maybe more so than the baby boomers would have. And the company values and ethos must be in harmony with their own for them to prosper and to feel engaged in a business. Early research suggests that Generation Z is more pragmatic, often more money conscious. You know, these are people who are going to have been through a recession in sort of a decade ago and about to experience a second one within not too long a time, when it was used to be thought of as a once in a generational thing. But also, the initial signs are that Generation Z are more entrepreneurial than their millennial counterparts. And again, I think this is probably fueled by the environment they've grown up on. The biggest entrepreneurs in the world tend to be very young, and they believe they can achieve anything, and indeed they can. With diverse beliefs and working styles, you can see how an age-diverse team could really present challenges for a leader who needs to manage individuals from all of these different generations. I will just throw in into the mix right now that if you do want a more detailed overview of the different generations, of those multi-generational groups, head over to our report on this topic. It's a white paper on our website that you can download, and there'll be a link to it in the transcript to this podcast. So please do go and read that, and you'll get a more in-depth description of the generations, because mine was very top level, and there is so many more amazing things about the different generations that you should really, really, really harness. So, moving on, how can the generations learn from each other? Well, there has been a lot of discussion about the problems associated with managing a multi-generational workplace, and it's easy to focus on the negatives. But diversity, I firmly believe, whether you're talking ages or races or nationalities, is what leads to really exciting and agile and innovative workforces and businesses. So what are the positives of the different generations working together, and what can the different generations learn from each other? Well, the intergenerational pipelines of wisdom flow both ways. It's not just the baby boomers teaching millennials how to do things. It works the other way around as well. This is something, you know, I've seen in a lot of large organizations that I've been involved with in recent years. Reverse coaching, reverse mentoring has become a much more common, popular term. And this is where, you know, a young graduate or intern to a business will actually work on coaching and mentoring with a senior director who is often in a different generation to them, because they understand that they see the world in different perspectives, and that we can learn both up and down the age groups. So with around 40% of UK employees currently working for a manager who is younger than they are, leaders are now a lot of the time finding themselves managing older colleagues. So everyone must acknowledge the two-way flow of knowledge and experience. The first person I ever managed actually was about 10 years older than I was. So it was an interesting way to start my managerial career. Now, as I've mentioned, millennials make up a high proportion of the workforce, so it's inevitable that they will increasingly be taking on leadership positions. And one advantage they bring with them is that They have a digital intelligence, you know, almost intrinsic built into their brains. This covers the social, emotional and cognitive abilities that enable individuals to face the challenges and adapt to the demands of life in the digital world. And it is a digital world that I think the vast majority of us work in now. But although millennials have digital intelligence, they sometimes lack the emotional intelligence that comes with age and experience. You know, data metric-driven millennials and Generation Z can therefore benefit from knowledge sharing with more long-standing employees to help underpin these abilities. And if you can get that balance right between emotional and personal intelligence, and being able to embrace technology and have data drive your direction of your business, you know, this is a powerful combination. Promoting mutual mentorship environment that I mentioned, reverse mentoring is a formal way to do this, can help you create a feedback loop where all team members can learn from each other's areas of experience and consequently grow and learn career-wise and evolve in your business or teams. By bridging the generational borders, you can enable wisdom to flow in both directions, creating the right conditions to foster smart growth, you know, a sharing economy where people are, again, learning all the time, creating a learning culture. We now have five generations working collectively, and with such age diverse teams, surprisingly, many companies who embrace diversity and inclusion have failed to acknowledge age as an area for particular mention. In fact, only 8% currently have an expanded diversity strategy that also looks at age. Yet all the information points to the fact that age-diverse teams work better. So perhaps now is the time to see the positives that each generation brings to the workplace and use these to instill an environment of mutual knowledge sharing that recognises diverse strengths. So I hope that's got you thinking about, you know, what are the different generations that are in your team today, in your business today. And are they working effectively, or should there be a more proactive approach to getting baby boomers, millennials, Generation Z, whichever it is, working together to share the amazing things that they each bring to the party and embrace diversity? So go over to the website, download the white paper on multi-generational teams, get a bit more information about them. But also think about how you're going to embrace this in your teams or your businesses. I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll be recording another one shortly to get onto our podcast. But in the meantime, please do stay safe, keep washing those hands, keep a distance from each other, and make sure you're spending as much time with your loved ones as possible. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.